Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, for being part of my day, for spending some time with me and allowing me and my guests to share some ideas with you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And we do that every day here, every weekday for a couple of hours. Have been now since 97. That's right. Since November of 97. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? Well, it's going to just buckle your seatbelts because it's going to race by. If that's the case, it's going to race by in the next few minutes because Jeffrey Zabar is with us. Jeff is the 2001 Home Business Person of the Year, Home Business Expert of the Year, Advocate of the Year. The SBA gave him that award, much deserved, in 2001. He's the author of a number of books on home-based and teleworking, and he is the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, sir. How you doing today?
All right. It's good to have you back.
It's great to be with you.
So, oh, by the way, this is a great day in the history for men.
Why is that?
1873, the magazine, first issue, Field and Stream.
Ooh, 1873. Yeah. I knew some back issues to catch up on.
I knew that would get you. I almost choked up a little bit when I saw that, Jeff.
Well, that,
Field
and then
Stream.
When did Car and Driver come out? Because with the two of those,
yeah.
I think we've got us all covered.
There you go. And then you know, we hit Peabody, and then there were those other magazines, right?
And then there were those other magazines, exactly.
Hey,
bloomers.
Speaking of business, what about what's been on your radar screen lately?
You know, a number of things. As I surf the web and see things going on out there and follow the trends, I don't know if you speak much or know much of Seth Godin.
Yeah, Seth's been on my show before.
There you go. So, you know, I get his feeds every day, his statements, his blog every day, and he writes about disparate things. I mean, it all has to do with marketing and positioning and really seeing the bigger picture. And
Seth operates on an unassigned frequency.
You know what? He's an unbelievable thinker and has
very good thinker. He's out there.
Yeah, and those who don't know, just search his name, Seth Godin, G-O-D-I-N.
Everybody knows who he is.
Everyone knows who Seth is. I only discovered him yesterday, so no. but one of the things that I think makes him good at what he does, and not as a consultant and not as a speaker, not as an author and writer, but as a businessman, is he sees things that others don't see. And I think that helps small business owners like me or you or any listener improve our own business. And I've written about this and you've spoken about this, is to see things that others don't see. See things you may be missing. For example, in the past week or so, we got sucked into this whole new big screen TV phenomenon thing going on where our TV was dying and the price of TV has plummeted such that for, you know, half of what you would have spent, you know, 2 years ago, you can get it. We got a 42-inch screen, you know, high-def TV for our bedroom.
LCD or plasma?
We got a LCD.
Okay, good for you.
So so we went with that. But now you get sucked into the whole high-def thing and the whole, you know, our cable is not digital, so we have to upgrade the cable. So do we go with our cable? What is it that we want?
There's a 12-step program for that, too, by the way.
I tell you what, I'm ready to go into it. Well, first I've got to hit the sauce first, and then I'll need that 12-step program to get out of this because this is...
Once you start on that, you just can't stop.
I tell you
Been there, done that, bought the TV.
Bought the TV and subscribed. To 273 channels of crap that there's nothing on today, you know, and now
all that junk that you don't want to watch is in high def.
Is in high def. Man, that's a lousy show, but it looks darn good.
That's right.
But you know, I was on the phone with both Dish and DirecTV last night. I called my cable company.
Man, surely you were drinking. Surely you had a drink to talk to both of those companies in one evening. That's
I was not drinking and stopped calling me Shirley. Sorry. Well, I had to get it over with. First off, I had my wife standing over my shoulder saying, you know, we've got to take care of this, so let's make the phone call and make it happen. And it becomes confusing because there are so many things out there. But I made it simple on them when I spoke to them. First off, I called my cable company because I know they stink so bad. Yeah. You know, they're not one of these multinationals. They just serve like two cities down here. And I knew that they were going to not have a few things that I wanted. So what we started by, and this is all going to wrap into something aside from a preview or review of what, you know, is good and bad about satellite and terrestrial cable. But we wanted the NHL Network and Center Ice so we can have our hockey all season. We wanted ESPNU so we could have college football all season. That's, you know, maybe the NFL Network so we can get that Thursday night NFL game when they start carrying it and they don't, you know, put it on regular TV, over-the-air TV or whatever. But that was it. I don't need HBO. I don't need Showtime. I don't need any of that stuff. If I had three channels in my life.
You can't get it that way, though.
Well, you can't. You can get certain things. You know, they don't have basic cable like, you know, subscriptions, and they made it just really, really confusing, and obviously really, really expensive.
Well, was it confusing because you didn't get what you wanted, or was
it confusing because there's a scale. So as one goes up, the other goes down, and one being price.
So what you're saying is that, and folks, this is the message for us here. If I understand what you're saying, it's not just that they wanted to price their product the way they wanted to price it, which they have a right to do, but the way they presented it wasn't logical so that you could understand what they were trying to accomplish.
Well, that it wasn't logical, it wasn't simple, and it was darn expensive. I think that's the one thing you got.
But
to
now that's
over.
Another issue. You know, if you're just too tight to spend the money, Jeff, that's different from being confusing.
Well, I don't know if it's too tight. I mean, part of it was that I was on the phone with a customer service, you know, sales guy from some cubicle farm who knows where and hucking me and selling me. And, oh, it's only going to be, you know, $99 a month before taxes. And then if you tack on this, and it's going to be that, and it's going to be that.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the problems that I came across with Dawson and I is stop spending my money, you know.
So what's the lesson here?
The lesson is, you know, the rabbit ears are looking real good right now. No, the lesson is to simplify and to make it simple. And I got to tell you that a couple of these, the two, you know, Dish and DirecTV, both have drop-down menus that open up to show you everything in their plan. So if it's the America's 250 or the America's 200 or Jeff Sabar's 3 plan, you know, whatever, they have what you need. Keep it simple. And when you look at what your customers are looking for from you, simplify. Look at it through their eyes.
Exactly. The last thing he said there, folks, Jeffrey has lurched uncontrollably to the truth. And we're going to talk about that when we come back after these messages. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here is The Who to take us out.
In any amusement hall, that deck don't like it. Sure plays a meme.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the past.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find all the things that we do here, including the show, including the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust and the newsletter and the blog, etc., etc., etc. And, of course, our knowledge base is askjim.biz, where you find Small Business Answers right now. Check it out. Check both of those sites out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. Jeffrey Sabar is our guest this half hour, and he is all over both of our websites. Couldn't do without him. And we're talking about, by the way, Jeff, before we go any further, give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com. And to find me, you go to that thing with the keyboard in front and the screen. It's called a PC or a Mac, and then you type that stuff in, and that's how you find me.
Yeah, thanks for not making sure that we catch everybody there, Jeff. Okay, so we were talking about how to make sure that you don't confuse your customers. That's the thing, Jeffrey. 30 years ago, I came up with the cardinal sin of the marketplace, and here it is. And somebody else may have come up with it before me, but here it is: don't confuse your customers. That is the card. There is no chicken or egg quandary here, Jeff. What comes? Anything come before that? Nothing else comes before that. It is the alpha. And that is, don't confuse your customers. Because when you confuse your customers, you either make them feel dumb or you make them feel mad.
Right.
And neither one of those emotions is conducive to sales.
Right.
And if you want to see this in real life, folks, go to some websites that you've probably done business with, or think of some that you've gone to where you knew they sold stuff. You went there to buy their stuff, or at least consider buying their stuff, but you actually couldn't find out how to buy their stuff.
Right.
Have you ever done that, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Is their business model to keep me from buying from them? Is that what's going on here?
Right. They often lose sight of the customer. And you know, that's as simple as when you're designing your website, take it out of the hands of the web heads and the designers, and just send the link to a dozen friends.
Right.
Say, surf this site. It's a beta. It's not live yet. Just surf it. Tell me what you think. Can you find what you need? If I'm a writer and you're looking to hire me, you know, take a look, see at my site. If I'm a plumber and this is my site and this is what I'm doing, or you know, am a publisher, if I'm a painter, if I'm whatever, you know, if look at my site and see if it tells you what you need to know. Do you have questions? Keep it simple. You know,
and I don't care if you paid $1 million to have somebody design it, an award-winning designer build your site. I don't care how much you spent on it. I don't care what else has happened. Send it to some regular folks who will tell you if the emperor has no clothes.
Right, and that's the key, is two things. First off, companies get too caught up in overspending and hiring, for example, a graphic designer to design a pretty website, or a web architect to design a pretty website, as opposed to, say, a business design firm who does websites, that their whole purpose in life is to design something that's simple to drive sales. For example, you know, make sure that you go with somebody not because they put pretty pictures on your website, but that they make it navigable and easy for people to understand and find their way through.
But not only websites, folks. Every aspect. You know, you were talking about a phone call earlier,
right?
You know how the satellite companies, both of them, the two main ones that you dealt with, both of them confused you. I mean,
right.
On the telephone, in your advertising, in your sales pitches. I mean, If you're talking to somebody and you see their eyes cross, or they see them glaze over, or they get this puzzled look on their face, you've just disconnected.
Right.
You got to go back to the drawing board.
I found myself last night on the phone at the end of the two calls, and it, you know, you're right. You made a comment earlier, is it just that I don't want to spend the money? Well, there's a certain threshold you come in expecting to spend, and all of a sudden, you know, you find yourself 30% higher, and you know, then you extrapolate it out onto an annual basis, and you know, a billion here, a billion there, you're soon starting to talk about real money. So you know, it's about setting your expectations, but it's also about helping your clients understand, or your potential customers understand, how simple it can be. It gets back to the concept of what I was talking about with Seth Godin. You see things that are out there, see it from a different point of view, look at that experience. His blog, his feed that I get every day, is all about experiences that he's had and the lessons learned from that. So you have to go through your life events. I mean, driving carpool. Why can't people learn to make a right turn on red in the state of Florida? And you write about how people don't know. Or I blogged recently about how people sitting in a carpool line were sitting there on a 72-degree South Florida day, cloudless, gorgeous. People pay thousands of dollars to be here in their cars with their windows up and the AC turned on. You know, just step back. And you know, an Earth Day was like 2 days before. So, you know, Earth Day, I don't need the Earth. I've got the interior climate of the car.
And AC.
I got the AC. There's no need for music. I've got HBO.
Listen to this, folks. Here's the thing, that one of the main things to pick up on what Jeff is saying. What if Jeffrey were talking about your company? Could he be talking about your company? Could your customers be sounding like Jeffrey about talking about your company? Check it out. Don't deny it. It might be the case. Hey, Jeffrey, give us the website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you much, Jim. Always great.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. Right after these messages, right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.